Survivor finale. We're here on the red carpet at CBS Television City here in Hollywood, and we've just seen Ben Dreebergen crowned as the newest Survivor winner. We're going to have interviews here with the final five as we kick off my part of the Survivor finale coverage. I'll have interviews here on the red carpet with all of the final five, and then tomorrow I'll be back with Josh Wigler to talk about feedback to the episode. I'm sure it's going to be a polarizing finale. I've been following what you guys are saying on Twitter. A lot of people upset about a couple of things, including the new Final Four twist. We'll talk about how that ultimately changed, what went on here in this finale, and much more. Happy to have you guys here with us for this Survivor finale coverage, live from the red carpet here, and we'll be having our first interview coming up with the winner, Ben Dreebergen. Here we are. We are here with the winner of Survivor Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers, Ben Dreebergen.
Yes, sir.
You ready to church this up?
Well, church it up. Let's church it up. Yes, this is a perfect church it up opportunity.
Yeah, well, Ben, congratulations on your amazing run here this season. I mean, how does it feel to be the winner of the season?
It's unreal. I have no clue how I'm feeling right now. That's more money than my wife and I and the kids would have been able to get. So it's a good feeling knowing that my family's set up. So it's awesome.
Let me ask you, you've kind of had like two lives in this game, in that there was the King Arthur, where you were sort of the person who was sort of seen as the one controlling everything. And then you had sort of the everybody is out to get me. I'm like this a person that's out there, and I have nobody.
Right.
Was it almost easier for you when you got to the point where you were just back against the wall? I can't count on anybody, and I only have myself to rely on.
100%. It made everyone's what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. It made it clear for me what they were gunning for. I didn't have to question like who, if they were going to flip on me, you know, what alliance I should go with. Everyone was after me. It made it easy. I knew I had to either win immunity or find idols. So it was easier for me to be the lone castaway.
Because during the King Arthur days, it looked like people were lining up, people were getting ready, and they were going to take their shot at you. And then Lauren had that plan and ultimately brought you into the four. And then it really changed the course of the game for you.
It did. It did. Lauren, so when that plan happened, that was right after the King Arthur. And so I decided to step down in my game and be like, okay, and you need to pump the brakes, bud. Because, yeah, you know, Dictator, King Arthur, Joe played an amazing game. And to make that move on Lauren, who was my closest ally, and I love Lauren still to this day. We're cut from the same cloth, and we talked about our kids a lot, and I had to make that choice, game choice, and not a friendship choice. And so that was probably my biggest move and what set my game moving forward, too.
So going back to finding those idols, I want to talk about one in particular, the one that you found last week that was in the shelter.
Right.
How close were you to going to tribal council at the point that you found that?
Can we break?
No, we're not live, but I'll take that as not that close. I'll take that as not that close. That's fine. That's fine. The idea of the Ben bomb and the sound effect and all of that. Were you playing things up for the jury?
No, I was not playing things up for the jury. I was playing things up to have fun. I mean, at that point in the game, I knew I was going home next tribal. And so to have fun and just be me, it was easy. You know, I had to put all the false Ben away, and it was just me. And that's the easiest way to play the game, is yourself.
So in that finale, you had this Final Four challenge, and you had the whole puzzle set, and you had that upside down you, and the audience was going nuts. They couldn't believe it. And then basically you sort of like saw your Survivor life flash before your eyes, and then you find out you have this other opportunity to make the fire. What was that feeling like?
To go from knowing you're going home to a fighting chance, that was my only motivation, other than my wife and my kids, was having that fighting chance. And going into that Final Four, I I didn't have a fighting chance in my head. And so when she, Chrissy, pulled out that advantage or this in whichever way, it was that one more fighting chance that I needed, and it worked out for me. And going against Devin, I wouldn't want it any other way. He's a great competitor, a great man, and him and I going toe-to-toe, I think probably helped with my case.
So if you had gone out at the Final Four and then you had to cast a vote, would Devin have been the vote that you cast?
It would have to be who articulated between Devin and Ryan, and who owned what, right? Because I think in the end, it's about owning your game.
So imagine not even Chrissy. Devin and Ryan would have been.
No, Chrissy's definitely in the folds in that because she won 4 immunities. She's the last woman standing, and she is an impressive woman. And she's a mother, and so. And I like Chrissy. You know, we were allies for the most part until, you know, it caught some wind of, you know, funny talk. But, yeah, it was good. It was good.
Ben, a lot of people are dying to know what was underneath that Band-Aid that's on your back this season. Was it a swear word? Was it a open wound? What was there?
So the Band-Aid myth or mystery is it's a tattoo from my grandpa. Yeah. He was in the Navy and he had a bunch of tractors growing up, and his favorite tractor he kept in the garage. So as kids, we'd always go and play on his tractor. So it's a emblem for my grandpa.
Okay. And, so there's a logo. It's a logo.
It's a logo. Yeah. Okay. Think about tractors, logos, and.
Okay. Okay. That, I mean, look, people wonder, is it like a middle finger or?
No, I think it's a copyrighted thing.
Okay.
There's,
okay.
If you look at some other tattoos on me, you might see some other stuff, but yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any particular advice, for anybody who is going through, a similar situation like what you went through with PTSD? Or someone who has a loved one who's going through that watched this show. Do you have any advice for somebody, thing that helped you?
You almost have to come at peace with it. It's something that we as vets deal with on a day-to-day basis. We have thoughts, memories that will never go away. Once you accept the fact that they're there, they're never going to go away. You are who you are now, but being able to work with that and better yourself from that is the way to do. So talk to people, talk to someone you feel comfortable with. You know, a therapist, if you don't feel comfortable with, isn't going to get anything done. So talk to someone you feel comfortable with. You know, it doesn't have to end with a bullet, and you know, there's more to life, and it's fun. It's worth it.
Well, your story is so inspiring and great. Thank you so much for your service, Ben.
Thank you.
That, I know there's so many people out there that want to say that to you. I really, it was great talking to you tonight. I hope we can at some point catch up down the road and hear all about this 39-day journey.
Absolutely. I would love to do that with you, Rob. I listen to your podcast. I'm a big fan of the show. So sitting here,
even the wand off?
Yeah, the wand off. I'm an advocate for the wand off. So all you haters out there, just quit. The wand off is here to stay. I will do what I can to make it. Its own podcast or whatever. Actually, it's his deal.
Okay. All right. But look, we have Ben Driebergen's support. We should have yours also.
Also, okay. Wandoff's here.
All right, Ben, all the best you can.
Wandoff!
Congratulations. Have a great holiday, okay?
Hey, Rob, thank you so much, bud.
We are here with the Survivor runner-up, Chrissy Hoffbeck. Chrissy, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm happy to finally know. And I'm happy with how I did in this game.
So you didn't know going into this. You thought there was a chance that maybe you might have been the winner.
I did not know going into this how it was going to go. But as I watched the episode, I felt pretty confident that Ben was going to come out the winner. There just was so much of him talking about his kids' college and him being a vet and, you know, his PTSD, that it was kind of all the signs pointed to that. So when Jeff was reading the votes, I don't think I was that surprised.
Give me the percentages. What percent did you think you had this coming into tonight? You're good with numbers, right?
Oh, I mean, so I felt like there were a couple people I felt I had for sure, and then there were a couple swing votes that could have just really gone either way. And there were a few that I knew Ben probably had for sure. So ultimately, when you've got swing votes, it ended up being a 50-50. You know, I loved my game, and I love Ben's game, but we played two very different games, so it just was which game spoke to the jury.
You came out there, you had 4 individual challenge wins, you schemed, you plotted. What do you have to do to win the game? Were you held to a different standard than Ben was?
Okay. I hate to go into that because I love this game and I knew what I was getting into.
Because that's what people are going to, that for whatever reason, that everything around you comes back to was Chrissy treated differently as a woman.
So
in the meta discussion that we live in.
Right. So there were a few times that I thought that I did something and everyone thought that was horrible. And then like Devin would do the exact same thing. And people were like, oh, Devin is so dreamy and wonderful. But at the same time, I knew that was the game. I knew I was coming into that. I knew I was coming in as the mom. So I'm not going to stand and complain about it. You know, I just should have played harder. I should have done better. Yeah, I didn't. So whatever. It's fine.
Do you have one thing in particular that you think back to that you wish that you would have done differently? Is there one move that you play over?
Okay, so there are definitely a lot of things I could have done differently. But I'm old and I'm tired. So if I had a second chance, would I actually do those things? Probably not. Like, okay, so all of this making friendships with people outside your alliance?
Yeah.
Like, I know I needed to do that, but that takes a lot of energy that you don't have when you're, like, 20 years older than everybody else out there. So, yeah, there were things I knew I should have done. I did my best. Come on, I did so much better than I thought I would do.
Let's talk about that twist. Chrissy, how did you feel about that twist that was added to the game this season at the Final Four?
It was okay.
No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't that great. They could have done a better twist, right?
I mean, like, who needs a twist? No, I'm kidding.
Because you could really argue that that was not an advantage in Devin speak, because you had the chance to vote out your number one rival. Seriously? And that chance was taken away from you by that twist in the game.
Yes, I feel like I probably said those exact words that Devin said, which was, this is not an advantage, right? I felt it was cheap. But this is the game of Survivor, and I love this game. So even though I thought it was cheap, that's the game, and that's what I had to roll with. When I sat at Tribal Council and my face dropped when Ben was winning, it wasn't because Ben was winning. It was that my heart was broken for Devin. I just felt that Devin got cheated at that moment. So, but I love them both. You know, whatever. That's how the game plays out.
Yeah. There was a lot of talk about that fake idol that you had, or that day one idol. And we thought all season long that it was going to be maybe come back up. And then I gave up on it. I said, you know, that this is not even a thing. It's never going to happen. And then it comes back out in the finale. Had that ever been something that was talked about during the whole middle of the game?
Yeah. So I did not need the idol on the Heroes tribe because I was in really tight with Ben and also Alan. Like, I was a huge Alan Ball fan. He was awesome. And then we got to New SoCo, and again, I just didn't really feel like I needed it, and I didn't want to play it and then put the vote on Ryan or JP, because I love those guys, so I kind of thought we were all in it together. Then when we got to the Merge Beach, the problem was Devin knew about it, and Devin had flipped onto the other side, so I couldn't play it against these people who were against me, because Devin knew about the idol, because Ryan had told him about it early on, so then I really almost couldn't use it. It was only then when Devin and Ryan and I realigned that we could sort of bring it out. But yeah, I mean, I did think about it, but I couldn't, because others knew about it.
Something about your game that I think that is really interesting. You and Ryan were really at the bottom and left for dead at the time that we saw Joe go out of the game. That it probably would have been you if you didn't win immunity on that night. And then ultimately, after the Lauren vote, you are very quickly now in like a power position in the final three. What happened that you were able to turn things around so quickly?
Yeah, so I think somehow with exit interviews, my social game got totally trashed. But I actually don't believe that I had as bad of a social game as people said. I actually controlled a lot of those votes that happened throughout the season. And somehow I was able to maybe speak to people's motivations and get them to kind of vote in certain ways. So even when I found myself on the bottom, I'll say, with the JP blindside, and then the Joe was a blindside to me, I don't know. I wasn't going to roll over and die. I think that was a title episode one day. But I really did just feel like I was just going to keep my conversations going.
How surprising was it then when those exit interviews were happening and then there were a number of people all in a row who were saying the female cast members who were voted out that they felt like, oh, I felt like Chrissy didn't want to work with me, and they assumed it was because, oh, she didn't want to work with a strong woman in the game. Was that something that you knew that people felt that way, or that was a surprise for you to hear that from them in exit interviews?
So those exit, I mean, those allegations or those statements are clearly absurd. I think that anyone who knows the game of Survivor, certainly anyone who knows me, but let's just stick first with anyone who knows Survivor, knows that there is no strategy to vote people out purely based on demographics. And I'm going to say every woman who plays this game is a strong woman. So I'm taking out the word strong altogether. So would I go in just to vote out women? Would I ever say, sorry, now it's time to vote out a man over 40 or a person of color or someone of this sexual orientation or let's pick any demographic group? That Survivor doesn't get played that way, right? The last time we saw something like that was Dr. Sean in Survivor Borneo.
Yes, you didn't have an alphabet strategy.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. But I did have other members of the cast who called me right after that happened and told me that, so those were three recruits. Even Allie was a recruit. I think people don't know that. And I was told that that was a thoughtful, crafted delivery to maybe take blame off of them. And, you know, I have compassion for them. I really do. I have compassion for them. I think that they were trying to take the blame off themselves in a way that they were maybe embarrassed about how they went out of the game and so wanted to kind of throw it on somebody else. And, you know, it's all right. I'll take it. I'm the scapegoat. I'll take it. I don't believe it. The reality is Jeff Probst, even in his castaway assessment, said the reason I was on this game was because I was there to show women that they could, you know, they could do anything a dude could do. And that's because in my life, I just have mentored women and sponsored women and done so many great things. So, yeah.
So let's go back to we're out of time. I'd love to catch up down the road, Chrissy. But great job this season, and looking forward to hearing more about your game. Best of luck with everything, and have a great holiday. Okay.
Thank you.
Here we are with the great Ryan Ulrich.
That's right.
Am I saying it right?
100% right. Yeah. 100%. Yep. That's a difference between you and Probst. And preseason, you're like, oh, he should have gone with his last name. And he was under the pretense of it was not my last name. So I just went with Ryan. Yeah, but you said it right. So thank you.
Ryan, who beat up on you more this season, the jury or Twitter?
Reddit. I'll take answer number three. No, Twitter beat up on me a lot. I don't know. Like, I gave it my all, I guess. I don't know. No, you can't be liked by everybody, you know?
That's right.
No, but the jury, you know, me. Maybe the jury's the ones on Reddit and Twitter. Maybe that's the final twist. Like, day whatever this is in the game, like, Desi's on Twitter, like, you know. But the jury beat up on me hard. I underestimated how I thought people would be more open-minded coming in. You know, with the new format, I think it gives a better opportunity to players to pitch their case, and that was going to be my, like, I kind of played, you know, Joe didn't know I hit the plate, nobody really knew about the Super Idol, nobody, like, saw how, you know, the alliance I formed with the Super Idol got to the end, you know, but, I don't think people wanted to hear it, you know, like, I kind of pointed out, like, I don't have a vote cast against me. I've went to the more tribe against than any of you. I did that better. And they were like, yeah, but, you know, you didn't cook rice. So a lot likability. You say it a lot of the times. They kind of just vote for who they're most palatable losing to and who they like the best. And clearly, I was not liked the best. But listen, Ben, he's a great player, and he's an even better man. So to lose to Ben, I'm so happy for him. He's got such a great family, and I'm... he's a great guy. So I'm so happy for Ben. I really am.
Ryan, if you had to say this season of Survivor was like something, what would that something be that it was like?
I guess a sad birthday party, it turned out.
It was your sad birthday party.
It was my funeral. Like, it was like a boxing match, you know? It's like you got heavyweights, you know? Three people boxing match. No. Oh, my God. I mean, those analogies are awful. Like... you gotta level with me for a second, you know? You're at Tribal. Tribal's ours, you know? So, and I got called on, like, hey, Ryan, like, what do you think of Lauren? What do you think of, oh, Ben just said this. Ryan, what do you think? You know, and I had some in there that I think got edited out, too, so.
Yeah, you don't edit the show.
Yeah, I did not come in, like, on day 30, this is gonna be a good one to pull out. You know, I'm saving this one, you know? And when Lauren throws the idol into the fire, or Mike throws the idol into the fire, like, this is gonna be good. You know, Reddit's gonna eat this up, but, yeah, so. It's you take the good with the bad, and I took a lot of bad, but I played Survivor. I'm talking to you, you know? It's I wouldn't trade anything. I do things differently, but I wouldn't.
What would you do differently?
I mean, I lost the game at Final Tribal, obviously, but I lost the game at 9, you know? I freaked out because I knew JP saw me dig up the idol. I knew Chrissy was going to catch on that I had the idol. So two people knew that I had that idol. So it's like I need to beat people to the punch. So let me try and dupe Ben into thinking, hey, Ben, I'm your closest guy. We're going to go to 7. And then I was going to blindside him there. He saw right through me. Preseason, he said I was a weasel. In the Hollywood Reporter interviews, he went right to Devin, broke that up. And Devin, you know, flipped and that was that. But we eventually got back together. And then the Ben idol began whatever, the Ben bombs, you know, hashtag with, you know, which I coined, you know, I should have said that at Final Tribal. Like, yeah, he played the idols, but there's probably gonna be a hashtag, you know.
I made the hashtag.
Yeah, I made the hashtag, dang it. Like, come on, Desi, what are you not seeing? But I go, so think about it from my perspective. Going to Final Tribal, like, all right, 7 years old, started watching this show, go through casting, finally get here, half power, lose it. Here we go, first question. Desi, what do you got for me? Ryan, got no shot. I was like, all right, this is going to be a fun 3.5 hours, but I fought back. I really did. And it was a tough night, but I don't think anybody changed their minds. I don't think anybody did. So I'm happy, you know, I got a vote. Like, at least, you know, I didn't get shut out. But and
not like some people. They, we have no respect for that.
You don't talk to anybody who gets shut out at Tribal. But, yeah, I mean, you go to the end with Ben, you lose the game. Unfortunately for Chrissy and I, we went to the end with Ben, and we lost the game. So check and check. Yeah.
How do you feel like that tribal council goes if there's no fire making challenge and it's you and it's Ryan and Chrissy?
Me, Devin and Chrissy. So no fire making. Well, that the final four tribal lasts about 5 minutes because Ben like was gone, and yeah, the fire challenge was a bad look for me. I'm being taken to the end, right? Jeff was like, so "You're taking Ryan," you know, and you never want to that. In front of the jury. That was horrible for me. And Chrissy won immunity, so she's going to put Ben on the jury. Devin's going to have this grand display of making fire. He's going to put Ben on the jury. So in the alternate universe of me, Chrissy, and Devin, I think I had that super. That I called my shot day two with Devin. I'm going to give it to Chrissy. And look who's sitting at the end, you know? And I know Ben would have voted for me. And I know Joe would have voted for me. And everybody kind of viewed them as the most strategic people on the season. So if they were saying, I'm going to vote for Ryan, I think a lot of things fall differently. I knew Chrissy was going to have a tough time getting votes. I think it would have been probably between me and Devin. Because I don't think, outside of Ashley and Mike, I don't know if Chrissy was going to get anything. Devin was well-liked. So unfortunately, I don't know. I don't know. I would love to go back in time and for there to be no fire challenge to see, but there's twists all the time, and that was just one that did not benefit me, Chrissy and Devin.
You took a lot of heat early in the season when you sided with Chrissy and JP to vote out Allie and Rourke before that. Do you feel like that, do you ever look back at that as a possible inflection point of if you have gone differently at that point?
No, I would have done nothing differently pre-merge. I knew Allie was going to flip. Allie wanted Rourke, Desi, and Jessica with me. So that's an all-girls alliance and me. And I think Mike. That would not have been good. So, and then I cut off the super idol that I found, and I cut off Devin I took a lot of heat for that too. Like that was the thing. Like I did really good at that. That was like, that was awful. I think people voted that Ali played better than me on the Rourke boot. Like it's insane, you know. But yeah, I would not.
What people? Who's voting?
I don't know. Like
what's this vote?
I got so much flack for that. Like that was not like I don't know. Oh my gosh. No, I would not do anything differently. I you know, Chrissy was really loyal to me because of that Super Idol. We had a good relationship. Devin was really loyal to me, and you know, look who was in at the end. That's a good case for me, I thought.
Can you go back and take us through your decision-making process to give Chrissy that idol at that first tribal council, that secret advantage that you found on day one?
Yeah, so I did not see her vomit. I did not see her throw up. That was edited in. I just had really good vibes from Chrissy. I wanted to work with Chrissy. So you're looking at Ben, Alan Ball, and JP. JP, I'm getting nothing from. Ben is too strong for his own good. And Alan, same thing. Ashley was not giving good vibes to anybody. Katrina was not really, you know, not really vibing, I think. So, you know, I think me and Chrissy, I saw and envisioned us working well together. And I had really good vibes from her. And I wanted to give it to somebody who I knew wouldn't need it at that first tribal. I wanted to maximize the potential of this advantage. And I knew Chrissy wouldn't need it. I knew Katrina was going home. I knew, go back and look at Hollywood Reporter, who I predicted the first boot would be. It was Katrina. And I knew she would have been on the outs, and I wanted to work with Chrissy, and that was my decision, and it paid off, honestly.
Okay. I know a lot of people want to know this question, Ryan. This is real talk now.
Right.
Have you had a date since now you've been on Survivor?
No. Not really formal dates, no. No.
Well, what's an informal date? What is that, like Tinder?
So no informal dates either. No, I'm back in school, so I've just been a little busy and stuff, and I've been stressed, and you know, focus has not been there. I've just been thinking about Survivor, and yeah, so no. And I asked Jeff if he knew anybody. He completely shut me down. So, yeah, that was early in the season. He had a lot of time to try and find me somebody, but you know, that would have been a good twist. Okay, day 38. Hey, Ben's going home, and look who I got for you. You know, so yeah, no, I haven't though.
Okay. Where should people reach out if they're watching this and saying, you know, I could be the one?
Oh, like to be on the show or to date me?
To date you.
All emails go to Rob Cesternino. No, he won't.
No, I won't respond.
No, I mean, I don't know. Like, just be nice. You know, just be nice. Just be nice to everybody. Everybody played really, really hard. Everybody was making the best decisions. And Ben played a great game. I'm so happy for Ben. So
Ryan, I think you're a lot of fun. I look forward to one day having a chance to have a long form sit down, catch up, whether it's in the winter or in the Ghost Island spooky Ghost Island. Yes.
Spooky Ghost Island. That's what I'm calling it. I'm trademarking that along with Ben Bomb. So anybody use that term, I will sue. But yeah, I mean, I look forward to talking to you in the future too, Rob.
Your idol that you played at the final eight, is that going to Ghost Island? Do you know?
Wouldn't that be like an honor? Like, oh, I hope it's on. Like, I hope it was bad enough. You know, like, come on, Ben flushed it. You know, but no, it's still in my pants. No.
No, all right.
That idol is not going to Ghost Island. I don't know where that idol is. But I'll tell Ben and I'll tell Devin both if
tell
I...
Tell everybody.
Yes, I'll tell everybody where that idol is. Yeah.
All right, Ryan Ulrich, thank you so much. All right, everybody, here we are with the great Devin Pinto, fourth place finisher. Devin, how are you holding up after all this?
I haven't felt any better in my life, you know? I'm happier than ever.
Left. All right. First, let me start off with, I thought that you had an amazing move in this finale tonight at the point where you cast a rogue vote for Dr. Mike, and ultimately it turned out to save you in that tribal council at the final five. Was that what you were thinking going in, that there could be an idol played and then that one vote would save you?
Well, what I was thinking was I didn't want to make an enemy and write Mike's name down and go back with him and have him not go home and have that screw me. But my gut was saying, you got to write down Mike's name. And I followed my gut, and it was the right move, and it brought me to the final four.
What was it in particular that made you feel like that something could be going in that direction?
I it's hard to describe. It was just a feeling. It's nothing more than a feeling.
So, Devin, I think the big question a lot of people have tonight after this shakeup at the Final Four, you okay?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a light that's right over us, and so if anything goes wrong, that, you know, we should be okay. But Devin's been through worse. So a lot of people want to know that if you had gotten to the Final Three, do you feel like that you would have been the winner this season?
It's hard to say. I mean, everyone who was in the Final Three were great players, and
come on, give me a real answer, Devin. Come on,
I don't know. I would like to say I would win because I feel like I was friends with everyone that was on the jury.
Because I think a lot of people feel like, hey, great for Ben that this twist came up, but when Chrissy opens that letter, she should have said, this is not an advantage, because ultimately it meant that you weren't going to get to the Final Three.
Yeah.
So do you feel like that you were the person that got most wronged by this twist?
I don't think I was wronged. I think, I mean, I was honored to be chosen to go against Ben. I felt like that was my opportunity to prove myself in this game. And, I mean, it went the way it went. And I think the better man made it to the Final Three, and that's why he won.
So what went wrong in the fire-making challenge? Can you pinpoint what the problem was, why you couldn't get the fire going?
It's a hard thing to do. It's not something that I grew up doing and by any means. And I'd started plenty of fires throughout the time I was on Fiji, you know, every morning starting fires to survive. But when it came down to the actual competition of it, I don't know. I'm just not that competitive of a guy, I guess.
So, come on. You're competitive. You're a competitive guy.
I mean, to an extent, but I don't know. I'm just...
Okay, so talk to me about that vote that you cast for Ryan. I believe you were the only vote that went for Ryan. Was that because you felt like Ryan ultimately played the best game, or were you mad at Ben and Chrissy?
I had no hard feelings against Ben or Chrissy. Ryan just... We started the game together. I was always a fan of him, and I always root for the underdog, and Ryan was the underdog. I mean... Chrissy, she was winning immunities. She had that going for her. Ben was finding hidden immunities everywhere. Ryan, he didn't get anything. He just had to survive just on his social game. And I respected him for that. And I had to root for the underdog. So,
was it a compliment, or did you find that it sort of undercut your contributions when Ryan had said in the Final Tribal Council, no, I used Devin for my social game, that I had Devin talking to people, that was part of my social game, like with Ashley. Did you feel like that was sort of, did you mind any of that?
No, I didn't, it didn't undermine me.
I took it the wrong way?
I think you took it the wrong way, because Ryan and I, we played the game together. It was a partnership. It was teamwork.
What about when you turned on him?
Well, he turned on me.
Why? Because he showed Ben the idol?
Yeah, he lied to me. So I had no choice.
Wow. Boy, don't cross Devin. That's it. That's a betrayal. Let me see. So many different points in the game. You ended up being part of that group that Lauren put together at the final nine, but ultimately that group ended up coming up short. Where did that group go wrong?
I think we went wrong when we let Ben in. We honestly didn't need Ben to make the moves we made. We could have made them without him. But he's a good player, and he got into my heart, he got into Lauren's heart, and we wanted to play with him because of that.
So after you guys blindsided JP, there was a moment when Lauren and Ashley come to you and they say, hey, let's blindside Ben. You guys didn't know he had the idol. You could have gotten him out there. He probably wouldn't have known and wouldn't have played his idol. Do you look back at that as a point that if you get him out of the game there, potentially you're the winner?
Well, yeah, obviously, potentially I could have been the winner if he did leave the game earlier. But a lot of other shit could have happened. And I could have gone out earlier because we got Ben out earlier. So, you know, I don't look back with any regrets. I'm happy with the results. I'm proud of the game I played and where I am now.
How about playing Survivor again? Is that something that you're interested in going through this whole experience?
I want to go on the show with my mom, Sonia. That's the only way I'm playing again is if I play with her.
So the only way you're going to go back there, you're going to disappoint a lot of people tonight.
because Stephen Fishback has said on Twitter he thought you were the best player this season. That you should have won, but you'll only play if Sonya gets to play.
Yeah, I want to play with her. It's her dream. I got her out there for the family visit, but she wants to play the game, and I think she'd kill it. I think she'd be the sole survivor.
So that's how you got on the show. Also, your mom was a fan, and she encouraged you to go do it?
We applied together. We made a video together, and that was the only video I made, was her and I. And I wish they took us both, but, you know, she was happy for me to be chosen, and... Yeah.
Let me just talk to you big picture about your strategy, because this was something, big like conversation that was had during the season, was that you were going to take advantage of people's perceptions of you that, oh, he's just the surfer guy, and you were going to be able to really capitalize on that. Did you feel like that did turn out to be a big part of your game?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, day one, I went in. I didn't know how to play this game. It's new to me. I mean, I've watched it, but it's a whole nother deal playing it. But yeah, that was my strategy in day one, to have people perceive me as something lesser than I really am. And I feel like that's kind of happened to me throughout my whole life. I think people perceive me to be less than I am. And, it's nice to finally be able to shed my light and just be me and just be confident. And it's good.
Can you, like, turn the surfer persona up, and did you do that during the game to try to get people really thinking, having a certain opinion about you?
Yeah, I definitely played off some of my surfer personality traits a lot more heavily than I truly am, but it was a good strategy, and I didn't get anyone writing my name down until Ben did, and I think that played a huge part in it.
If you had to cast a vote between Ben or Chrissy, take Ryan off the board, who would you have voted for?
Ben. Yeah.
Why?
I mean, he downright played the best game. He never gave up, and he fought harder than I think anyone in the game to make it to the end. And yeah, I think the million went to the right person.
One more nerdy question about the season. At the final six, the tribal council that we saw last week, when Ben pulled out another idol and you were said to him, hey, well, how do we know you're going to play it? How do we know what's going on if you're going to really use it? Did you guys suspect that he had the idol and you were trying to get him to flush it so you could vote out Ashley, or you just were unsure if he really would play it?
Well, my goal was to get him to play it before... the votes got casted so that we knew exactly who we would vote for, and that it would be clear that, unfortunately, it was Ashley. But, I think that was a good move by me, and I might have seemed a little cocky, like being like, oh, well, you're not going to play it, but that was just part of my kind of pushing his buttons to get him to get fed up enough to be like, all right, well, I'll just play it just to prove it. And that way I was certain he's playing the idol and the plan could go accordingly.
All right. Well, we gotta wrap it up. Devin, thank you again so much. Great getting to chat with you. You got a really great energy about you, and all the best with everything. Okay.
Thanks, man. Best with you too.
And you got a huge fan in Josh Wiggler.
Oh yeah. Josh is the man. We met in, the preseason is, yeah. He's a cool guy.
You won him over. Devin, thank you so much. Okay, take care, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it, everybody. Devin Penner. Devin, thank you so much.
All right, we are here with the great Dr. Mike Zahalski. Dr. Mike, how are you?
I'm good. Rob, could you do me a favor and talk like me while interviewing me?
No, that doesn't go well. That doesn't go well, Mike.
It's so good. It's
okay.
So funny. It's so funny. I love it, Rob. I love your podcast. You're amazing.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Dr. Mike. Okay. So, Mike, we have a lot of stuff to get into, but I really want to start with that you were the one from the get-go, from first one out, you looked at Ben Driebergen and you said, that's the threat. That's the guy that's going to win the season. I have to get him out. He's my number one target. Does that make this easier or harder for you that you knew what you were dealing with from the get-go? Or is it harder because you knew and you weren't able to ever get him?
I told in first went out, I said that I speed date every day, right? I see 50 people a day, 30 people a day in my office, and you can tell who people are. Ben has a natural charisma that transcends the game. He's like almost like Bill Clinton or Obama when you meet them and see them. And you just see it. I was actually, you know, I was actually at my final interviews with Ben, and I went and I into my room and I called my wife and I said, I got this. I'm going to win this game, except there's this one guy with tattoos and a cowboy hat. He might beat me. And then, lo and behold, he's there at the game with me. And then my wife comes out and she sees him and she's like, that's the tattoo guy. And I knew. And like, but yet Ben has such a compelling story that I couldn't throw a challenge on this, on like the Yawa tribe. Plus Cole's a little scatterbrained a little bit. And but I knew I should have thrown a challenge. I should have gotten him out when I had my chance, slay the dragon, but I didn't. And it's, you know, it's all on me. Yes, Ben won. I love the fact that Ben won. He deserved to win, but I should have beaten him.
So you also were somebody who had a lot of interesting plans this season. Could you just talk us through a couple of the moves that we really would love to get more insight into? Could you go back to when you played your hidden immunity idol to save Joe, to keep the coconuts in the game? Do you feel like that we understood what you were doing wrong and that turned out to be a better move than we gave it credit for?
Fifth dimensional chess. No, I mean, the thing is that there's a few things. One, I mean, I just said before that Cole was so, like, out there that I couldn't even throw a challenge on Yawa to get out Ben because I couldn't count on Cole, right? So then I also did not know as a player that Cole didn't have the idol that was under the flag. Everybody else knew Ryan had that idol, but I didn't know that. Devin and Ashley have come to me at that point and have a secret alliance with me and say, just make it through this tribal. And so then it's like, how do I make sure to make it through this tribal? But I want a second number on my side, so I'm going to take Joe with me. And so, yes, I played my idol, and yes, did I need to play it? Retrospectively, no. But the question that also should be asked is, if Chrissy's an actuary, why did they not split the votes correctly for me? And the answer is that, you know, if they split the votes correctly and I played my idol for Cole, then I would have gone home because in a revote. They didn't split their votes correctly because I did have this secret alliance that then I used to sort of break apart the game. I mean, Statue of Liberty speech, which, you know, I have Statue of Liberty socks too, if you can see there. But like,
We can't.
No, okay. But I can't lift my leg that high. But Statue of Liberty speech, and then all of a sudden the next vote's a blindside. Clearly my speech worked, and you guys don't necessarily see it in the edit, but I was working it. I was working it out there, and I never stopped. I just never stopped trying to break these people up.
So when you threw Lauren's idol into the fire, okay. great moment, by the way. So going into that tribal council, was your plan to vote out Lauren at that tribal council, and then did it change, or did you keep your plan consistent that whole tribal council?
My plan was to vote out Ben, and then everybody was flipping on Lauren. We were going to vote out Lauren, so her second vote didn't matter. Then it became a bonus that she's trying to give me her second vote. And you guys don't see, but Lauren does give me her second vote afterwards. While she's walking out, she gives it to me, and obviously she's already voted out, so I can't use it, and it's taken away. But, I mean, that's the social game that I was playing, is that even after I throw Lauren's idol in the fire, she's still giving me her extra vote to use. And it's like, you know, Lauren was going home next, so I, at that point, yes, it would have been nice to get out Ben. But taking out Lauren was next, so taking out Lauren and then Ben as a plan does not interfere with my plan. How could I think he's going to find two more idols in a row and just keep being there? He's like Jason from Friday the 13th. You can't freaking kill him.
What did you think as a Survivor superfan of the twist that came up at the Final Four to have two players make a fire, have the immunity winner protect one person?
I mean, if I had known about that final twist. So first of all, I say to Ryan that day, on day 37, I say, Ryan, I'm voting Devin. I'm planning to vote Devin, but if I vote Devin and then we go back home without a Ben, I'm on the chopping block. They're all fighting. You know, they're all fighting me, and I'm going to lose unless I win immunity. But if I had known about that, then at that point, Final Five really is the last time that you have to worry about, you know, people ganging up against you. And so it changes the entire game for me. If I had known about that, I think I'd probably win the game.
Wow. And so you like that as a twist?
Oh, do I like it as a twist? Yeah, I do like it as a twist. But I think then that immunity idol should stop at 6. There should be one vote in there where there's no immunity and you have to actually play Survivor in order to get through.
You talked about Ben in that final Tribal Council, and you said that, Ben, you played one of the best games. I think you're a legend of this game. What was it in particular that he did that impressed you so much as a fan?
I mean, I think the double blind side, right, which is what I would call it. Like, the double agent, you know, I don't know if Devin orchestrated it because I wasn't really in on that, you know, in on it, which is good for them, but... being a double agent is something that you always imagine. Oh, I could go out there and be a double agent. But he actually pulled it off, and I don't think anybody else has ever done that in Survivor history. You tell me, has anybody?
I think that probably if you go back through, I think somebody's been a double agent.
Okay. I mean, I think it's just, you know, Ben is a great role model. He's a Marine. He's like, you know, he's a great guy. But, you know, he's a ferocious Survivor player. Like, I would love, like, as a fan, I'm excited to see him play an all-winter season and see how he does.
Was it close for you at all between Ben and Chrissy, or was your mind just set on Ben from the moment you got to that final Tribal Council?
Rob, I voted for Chrissy.
What? Oh, my God. See, this was very confusing. So what were the votes?
I put a heart around Chrissy's vote. Ashley and I voted for Chrissy. So the thing is that, and in retrospect, maybe I should have voted for Ben, and I think I should have. But Chrissy, if you look at those votes, if you say winning immunity and finding him united are the same, then Chrissy has won on Ben. If you say, look at their social games, Chrissy goes to the bottom, and yet then finds a way to find an alliance to get back to the top. Ben goes to the bottom but can't do the same thing. So good for Chrissy, right? And so because of that, I think they're both fantastic players, but that's why I voted for Chrissy. I think Chrissy's a monster out there.
Wow.
And you could say it comes back to haunt people, but she allowed me to spend one of the most amazing moments with my wife in our lifetime together on the island. And it's like, good for her. Thank you.
What's something about your game that we didn't get to see on the show that was very important?
Can I just talk about one thing that you don't see that isn't part of my game, though?
Of course.
Okay, so what you guys don't see, which is absolutely incredible, on day 37, I had one of the most amazing moments of my life. I think we all did, where we found, like, looking for the idol, we found and saved 22 baby sea turtles that were covered in ants, trying to get to the water, were lost, and we saved all these little sea turtles. It was like, and that's in that final episode where you see me tripping. People maybe are yelling at me, don't touch them, don't touch them. And I'm grabbing these sea turtles and pretending to fall as I'm throwing them in the water. I don't know. It was a very entertaining moment. As far as my game goes, I don't think people see the social aspects of my game. The Ashley vote, you know, where we turned on Ashley at final six, that was me. You know, Ashley thought we were turning on Devin, but we weren't. You know, I got Ashley ready to vote out Devin, Devin ready to vote out Ashley, and I decided because Ashley was winning immunity that I would keep Devin. Probably, again, another mistake in the game for me. I made a lot of them, but I still got my way through, and if I had just not made that last one, I think I would have pulled it off.
And by the last one, you mean not put a vote on Devin?
Not putting a vote on Devin got me.
How interested in you are you in playing Survivor a second time? Like, you would go right from here?
I mean, can I say goodbye to my parents? I mean, my wife and my kids? No, I would have to talk to them. I love them. It is hard. It is hard to be away from your kids. It is hard to be away from your wife. You don't realize how alone you are out there. When you have nobody you can trust, and, like, you know, 5 minutes into the game, I am put at the bottom. Joe sees me looking for their secret advantage on the boat. The only two people looking are Ryan and I, and Joe sees I'm on his tribe and says, I'm going after that guy. There can't be two players on the same tribe. And that's why he calls me out and goes after me. But he really went after me. Every 5 minutes, there was an insult from Joe to Mike. And yeah, I love him for it at this point. But back then, there was nobody I could trust. I'm at the bottom of my tribe for so long, and there's nobody you can talk to. It is lonely out there. So, like, to go back, like, yeah, I mean, everybody wants to go back. I want to go back. I really want to go back and beat Ben. But, of course. I mean, I want to go back, but, like, it's hard. It is so hard out there, as I'm sure you know.
You did so much preparation before you went out there. What was the best single thing you did to prepare for playing Survivor?
I needed to do more balance challenges. You know, and honestly, I didn't do any really puzzles because I'm good at puzzles. And we saw in the beginning that, like, I won the most in a three-tribe season. I won the most first places in a row. But then Chrissy came out and she just took it with those puzzles. So more puzzles and more balance. But the best thing I did was throwing balls into hoops. You give me a beanbag and I can throw it in a bucket from anywhere.
Okay, Dr. Mike, one day, hopefully soon, you and I can have a long talk about all of this stuff, if you're up for it.
Sure, absolutely. I love talking to you. But I really want you to do it as me. I like your accent. My wife is like, have you heard Rob? He sounds just like you.
You don't like it. Nobody likes it. Nobody likes it when I do an impression.
No, I think it's awesome.
You'd be the first. You'd be the first person, Mike.
I'm also the first person to throw an idol in the fire. Right?
All right, Rob, me and you. Yeah, okay, we'll do it. I can't do it. I can't do it looking at you, Mike. I can't. I understand.
It's, you have performance issues. I get it. I can write
you know.
On that. Right, like, you know, I can give you some Viagra, a little blue pill or something. You got it. But
all right.
Can you sing me a song at least, like about me being voted off?
Like a wand off? Spontaneous? Yeah,
spontaneous wand off. Come on. Come on.
No, I don't.
Way down to coconuts.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right, maybe in the final wand-off. All right, Dr. Mike, congratulations on everything this season. All right, take care, buddy. All right, everybody, there you have it. That's a wrap for us here on the red carpet at the Survivor finale. What a great season of Survivor. I really enjoyed covering Survivor 35. Hope you guys enjoyed it, too. All the highs and lows. I thought we had a lot of fun podcast this season. So thank you guys so much for following all of this nonsense with us all season long. I'm sure we'll have more interviews to come in January as we get ready for the next Survivor season in Ghost Island. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting everything together and manning the helm while I'm here at the finale. Check out the Survivor Know-It-Alls with Steven and Sophie if you haven't checked that out yet. If you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Plenty of more reality TV coverage on the way. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.